Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P. Yeah, we'll have to get to Stephen A. Smith, Michelle Beadle coming up. That was unbelievable. You've got to hear this, Sam. Also, how about it? We were talking off air about high school ball. See who your school is playing this week?
Lincoln Way East. Oh.
We need a number. We got to make a number on the game, I think. I believe that one's Friday. I think it's scheduled for Friday.
No, Saturday at 4 o'clock. I'm locked
in. Is it?
So I've been texting with Coach Lynch. Yeah. And he said that this is the best quarterback they prepared for since he's been there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Jonas is good. But a year ago, he was locked in with Lanning. He was going to go to Oregon, and he made a change. Now he's locked in with Lincoln Riley. Now he's going to USC. That's the plan right now. So that's how good he's been. Like, since he's been a freshman, these big schools in the country have been trying to get him to their school. So right now he's going to USC. So, yeah, I certainly believe what he's saying about the quarterback. And he missed a game or two. I think it was an ankle injury. Different team. They sucked. Lincoln Way East. Totally different team. It's all about the quarterback.
So, funny story about that. And I feel fine telling this story because it's what happened. So, my buddy, I will not name who he was, or who he is, rather. He watched a lot of the film. And Jonas Williams is a very light-skinned black kid who plays quarterback in Lincoln Way East. And I was like, well, tell me about him. He's like, man, he's a white kid with a big arm. And I was like, yeah. So I Googled his name.
No, he didn't.
Joe, I Googled Jonas Williams about 3 months ago when the season started. And Jonas Williams literally has an afro.
Yes.
Well, he told me he was white. He's like, he's white. And I'm like, Jonas Williams is white? And he's like, yeah, bro, he's unbelievable. You got to see his highlights. I looked at his headshot, his Lincoln Way East headshot. I'm like, he is not white. That is not a white quarterback.
No, he's not.
Not even close. Nope.
Big arm is right. When he first got there, like, he's so good. He's got such a big arm. They couldn't figure out which receivers could catch his balls. Like, he's that good. Like, when you see him on the field, even at Lincoln Way East, which is a very good football school. That's cool that they're going to be facing off. See, because he got injured, so that's why they fell in the seedings. I know people don't care. But Sam's school is number one, Mount Carmel. And so they're going to meet up this weekend, which is fairly early when it comes to the playoffs. So the point is, we got to have some sort of a bet. We got to come up with some sort of a number before we get to this game on Saturday afternoon. I know if you were in town, you'd be going.
I'd go for sure. I have not been to the new stadium yet. And for those that are outside the Chicagoland bubble, Jordan Lynch is the head coach at Mount Carmel. He was the kid at Northern back in the day that made the room for the Heisman Trophy. He made it to New York. Yes. He was awesome that year. Remember when he scored that touchdown against Army and saluted the students?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So now he's coaching at Carmel, and they are going for state title number 4 in a row. But this kid Williams, by all accounts, is just unbelievable. And you've probably seen a lot more than I have. But I don't know that I have a number. I don't know that we'll get a number on the high school game, but assuredly, we'll have a bet on the game between Mount Carmel and Lincoln Way East.
I can watch this on YouTube TV. How about that? It'll be on WCIU.
So, oh, good. I can't wait.
I can watch that one at least. All right, let's talk about some NFL futures. You know, we just power rated the top teams in the NFL. Just to update things, as far as Super Bowl odds, it goes Kansas City 6, LA Rams 7, Eagles 8, Detroit plus 850, Buffalo and Seattle 10-1, Indy 11-1. They have no idea. They're all bunched up between 6 and 11. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams between 6-1 and 11-1 to win the Super Bowl.
You see where Jacksonville's at? They just don't believe. I mean, there are so many teams, because you look at the playoff picture, and Jacksonville, if the season were to end right now, is in. So they should have a pretty decent price, considering the fact that they're in, and, you know, they're probably 50-50 to make the playoffs, I would say, at this point. I didn't look at the price on Jacksonville to make the playoffs. I'm going to pull that up right now. Yeah, minus 200, no. So not a coin flip. But, I mean, not a decided underdog, plus 140 to make the playoffs. Anyways, the price on Jacksonville is 50-1 or higher to win the AFC. And there's a lot of teams that you can just tell the books don't believe in to win this conference. I mean, that's why you have Kansas City and Buffalo on top of the list. So, you know, I've been joking for a couple of days now about Jim Nantz bringing the broadcast in Championship Sunday, the Chiefs, the Bills, the 5 against the 7. You know, like, why not? Why can't it happen? If they're both in, they're both dangerous. Can they both get in, though? I think the answer is obviously yes. They're both massive favorites to make it. But, man, like, it's hard. It's hard for me to believe that Bo Nix can go on a playoff run, that Daniel Jones can go on a playoff run. Maybe the Patriots can, maybe. But the more you think about it and the more you close your eyes and think about who's going to make it to the AFC Championship, we know the drill. Of the four teams, it's always four teams that have really good quarterbacks. Always. Mm-hmm. So, okay, in the AFC, that's Mahomes and May, Mahomes and Allen, Mahomes and Lamar, question mark, maybe? Who else? Which other quarterback do you trust in the AFC to make a run?
What if Burrow comes back?
Come on.
They opened up the 21-day window. They opened up the 21-day window. Well, that's the conversation you have first. Bengals are 14-1 for the playoffs. They're 20-1 for the division. I bring this up because, okay, let's look at the division first. They are one game back in the loss column from Baltimore. Who's the favorite? Minus 275. They're one game back. And they haven't played the Ravens. They play Baltimore twice. I know what the numbers are saying. The numbers are saying, no, the Bengals, they're not making the playoffs. They're not winning the division. They've lost 6 of 7, but this is how we get here with this number. They're only one game back in the loss column. So what if Burrow does return soon? Okay, let's play this out. Can they beat Pittsburgh? Not can they. We know they can. Anything can happen in the NFL. Will they beat Pittsburgh with Flacco under center coming off the bye this week? I think there's a good chance that they do. Okay.
Really? I could take five and a half. I mean, different conversation, Rogers, but I could definitely get behind taking the Bengals plus 5.5 at Pittsburgh.
I don't understand that number at all. At all. New England's going to be a lot tougher, obviously. God, you think about Drake May going against this Bengals defense. Oh, they should light him up. Light him up. And then there's the Thanksgiving. The first Baltimore game is Thanksgiving. Could that be a Burrow return? If they're still
alive? Are
you
really going to bet it? Are you betting them to make the playoffs?
I'm thinking that if you're going to bet for them to – I would just do division because you're getting a better number, and the only way they make the playoffs is they win the division. So I would just do division. At least that's where I'm coming from. Look, I think this is – if you're going to do it, this is the time because they have to beat Pittsburgh. If they lose to Pittsburgh, it's over. Maybe Burrow doesn't even return because then they probably lose to New England too. And now you have 8 losses. Then you have to win out just to go 9-8. Like, nah. it ain't going to happen. I wouldn't even bring Burrow back. But I think the door is open if they win at Pittsburgh. That number's too big. Way too big. 5.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a dog player in the NFL, and yeah. I just, as you were talking, I just added Bengals plus 5.5 to my list. Everybody's got a list that has to get finalized by Thursday or Friday. I've got a list, and Pittsburgh's on my list to fade. So I just typed out Bengals plus 5.5. I mean, their defense is not good. We know that. But Aaron Rodgers low-key stinks. Yes. What is going on there? And what's with the wedding ring? Can we talk about the wedding ring? Where's the wife at? I need to see the wife.
So I didn't even know any of this stuff that you guys are talking about, and I just Google Aaron Rodgers' wife, and there's all these stories. So his teammates' wives want to meet Aaron Rodgers' wife. Right? That's what that's about?
Yes. They want to get to know her.
Let's say he has a wife, okay? If he has a wife, I don't think it's out of bounds that he doesn't want to make her public and throw all that out there. But the question is, does he have a wife? What do you think?
Minus 110 each way. I'd make the number.
It's a coin toss.
Oh, it's worse than a coin toss.
What's the number,
really?
Paul?
He's wearing a ring without a wife? You think that's the favorite? No wife?
I'm just, you know, in classic Aaron fashion, I'm just asking questions. I'm just questioning things. I'm a deep thinker on these sorts of things. I'm just questioning things. I think it's possible that this number on the no could be like minus 250. But I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
I thought minus 110 each way was unfair. Minus 250?
I've seen – like, it's one thing if we're like, okay, not public, whatever. Like, teammates' wives want to meet her, meaning she hasn't been to a game. Like, that's not making her public. Like, what evidence is for the yes?
Do you know what JLC calls Aaron Rodgers?
I don't.
No.
The geriatric conspiracy theorist.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Some of the questions he asked are ridiculous. But I didn't really know that this was a thing, but this is a thing. You would think that if
Sam,
she exists.
I don't know if Joe was on vacation. I've been saying this for since it happened. Since it happened.
I must have been. I don't remember that.
Or I've been asking questions. Since it
doesn't
happened.
Exist. Happened. Manti Te'o. Situation.
Nobody has seen her. And famously, Rodgers is not close to his family. So the family doesn't have a clue. Nobody knows. But he's
fake
wearing
girlfriend.
That black band. He's wearing it everywhere. And nobody's seen her. I'm just reporting the facts here, Joe.
Yep. Do you think he has dinner with her in the house? It's like a doll he sets up in the kitchen table.
Okay.
It's a blow-up doll. Well,
like, Sam and I are here, and Joe goes right here.
Didn't take much. He went from not knowing about it to a doll at the table. Like, that's how quickly
he got
took.
A blow-up doll. Sex doll. You know, those.
Yeah. Is that what a blow-up doll is, Joe? Thank you for spelling that out.
What's the doll's name?
Remember Al Bundy's son? Remember Bud Bundy would walk around the fake girlfriend?
With the doll?
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a female name of a version of Aaron? Because I feel like it'd be, that might be.
Yes, it's Aaron.
The mix.
Aaron.
E-R-I-N.
Oh, E-R-I-N. Thank you. Yeah.
What is happening?
Just an idea. Just a thought. Just
Jake,
asking questions.
Did any of this happen with you and Kate yesterday on the show?
Not Aaron Rodgers' non-existent girlfriend. No, I did introduce wife. Kate to the idea of Etsy witches, though. So that happened.
What?
Jake, what? I have a dating tip for you, Jake. Actually, no, carry that on, and then I have a dating tip for you.
Can't wait. What a tease that is. No, because I saw after the Burrow news came out, I saw somebody on Twitter quote tweet the Burrow press release that he was returning to practice with, "Is now a good time to admit I hired an Etsy witch to heal Joe Burrow?" And Kate had never heard of this, so we went down that rabbit hole.
All of us have never heard of this.
So apparently there's witches that advertise on Etsy, and you could like buy curses or spells from them. Like you can get your enemies cursed.
Way.
You could like,
oh,
I've seen.
All right. Send to me. I've got a list. I've got a list right now.
I got some ideas.
And I'm just like, apparently according to Twitter, it works too. I don't know.
Really?
Like, I've seen people tweet that they paid for curse for like the Yankees to be cursed, for their exes to be cursed. So
yeah. All right, I got some people.
Interesting.
Good. I like this development. Gladly.
Happy holidays.
How much? You have any idea?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't want to discount witch, right? You kind of want to pay for it.
No, you want, like, if you're going to go.
you got to go mid-upper tier. You can't go bargain.
Not full witch.
Yeah.
Full witch.
Like gas station sushi. Like you can't really, don't cut corners on this.
Ew.
You guys want to put a pot together here? Want to go in on a witch? I think we have some of the same names. All right. We'll get back to some of these futures. A lot we didn't even talk about. We got more coming up. Awards as well. I'm getting worried about Dart. He's going to miss one game. What does that mean? We'll talk about it on the other side. This is a Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.